The structures are meant to be problematic. They embody the difficulty of settled foundations, architecture echoing politics. What, after all, do you build on a rift? Here, near the northern end of the Great Rift Valley, fault lines are unavoidable. Masonry will pull apart. One house is impossible to enter. Another is marked by a widening crack. They are works which speak to contemporary fears of homelessness, but which are also imprinted with memories of ancient habitation. We are, after all, in the place where the earliest civilizations made their dwellings. These are, in every sense, our primal building blocks.
There is this amplified, you know, break going on between Israelis and Palestinians, which I'm aware of, and I'm upset about, and I'm feeling sometimes a need to do something about it, and this was kind of to do something about it.
And you think art can do that, or
someone has to believe in it? And I think that, you know, if you go very back in time, which is that moment that I'm always moved by, the moment when I see these very ancient objects, you know, somebody at far point in time had the urge to leave a mark on a stone, you know, to leave a permanent mark, to make something that would last and to really actually send the communication to an unknown future.
For 50,000 years, humans have been setting these marks down. Likenesses and patterns on every conceivable material and in every imaginable style. Great art collapses the time and space separating us from its moment of creation. It gives us pause. It makes us reimagine the world in countless, unanticipated ways.